Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I'm sorry to be that guy, but we can't just like get on with our lives like nothing happened. There was a shooting on a Sunday afternoon at the Bedford Centre. The security guard shot dead one of the criminals, one of the robbers. And then like an AK-47s. I'm like, how do they even get into a shopping centre? You know? Have we not learned from previous years? It happens this year. It happens pretty much every year this time.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping centres get hit, jewellery stores. It's like these cash-in-transit vans.
Yeah.
You see one of them, you're like, it's a matter of time. You know?
Yeah.
It's a horrible feeling. Imagine the people working in that kind of industry, or shopping centre security guards. We salute you. But, you know, are there enough of you? Have they put extra measures in place to stop this kind of thing? I don't know. It's just what I'm asking this morning. We can't just do the same thing every single year. Do you even go to a shopping centre this time of year? Then there's Black Friday coming up on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting with even more cash. It's disgusting.
What a Martin is one. Ek wil net een ding sê. Daar's shopping centers wat sekuriteit het. 10, 15, 20. Ek weet van 'n geval hier by Rooiskraal. Het hulle laas maand draai beroof en een van die mense geskiet wat daar werk, 'n vrou. Ek meen daar's 20 sekuriteitswagte daar, maar nie een met 'n wapen nie.
Oh, wow.
So die sekuriteitsmaatskappy moet hulle ouens begin bewapen op kursusse stuur om die wapens te behandel. Meer regtig. Wat help 20 ouens en daar gaan nog steeds mense geskiet word?
Morning, Martin and team. I'll say it's not fair on placing the responsibility of our safety and security on shopping centers. If we had a better police force and maybe police system, then we wouldn't have looked at our shopping centers to keep us safe.
I don't know. That's debatable in my mind. I don't know. But that, okay. 0848500942. Do you agree with him or disagree with him?
Morning, Martin and team. It's happening at all the motor dealers as well. It happened to us a couple of weeks back where they walked in there with guns and stole a vehicle there by us as well. So it's happening everywhere. You just have to be vigilant and alert and, you know, put the necessary measures and safety in place for you, your staff, as well as for your clients.
That's the question, really. So someone on the line, Alex. Alex, thanks for calling and how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Were you there yesterday, Alex?
Yes, I was.
So you were in the shopping center, and talk me through it. What went through your mind? What did you hear or see?
Well, it was just a calm, cool Sunday, and it was just pretty unusual at the time that, you know, everybody's just relaxing, talking, having fun, looking through the window. The next thing, there were three people hanging around there, but they were looking pretty nervous, body language-wise.
So you saw... These were the robbers. You saw them?
Correct. But as soon as I saw what they were having in their hands, everybody just started screaming and running. And then they just opened fire at random, and specifically at the shop. And when they hit the shop, that's when panic had occurred, and people just ran for cover everywhere. The thing is that a lot of these, some of the crooks actually went through to try to go through the mall because they were trying to run away, so they were trying to mingle in with the crowd. So, of course, when people see guns or rifles, people just cause a big panic and run. And a lot of people just, all they could say was, you know, help, help.
Yeah. So what I don't understand is, how do they get that far into a shopping center carrying big rifles? Because it's not like these weren't handguns, they had rifles. Reports of AK-47, you know, did they hide it under a jacket? How do they get that far into a shopping mall with big guns? Where was security then?
Apparently, they had a shopping trolley with them.
Ah, okay. All right. And then the guns were in the shopping trolley. Okay.
In a bag. And
in a bag.
Yeah, it's... When they start taking those things out, you don't waste time but run.
I know. And you ask yourself, how could the shopping center have been more prepared? But if they are concealing them in trolleys and bags and stuff, then I guess... Do you think security at that shopping center did enough? I mean, they did take down one of those robbers. Do you feel from the shopping center side, there's anything else they could have done to prevent this?
To be honest, from a preparation side, no. But I think if there was a tip-off, it probably would have been prevented. But nobody knows when it's going to happen. And
it's a tough one, hey? It's a very tough
one. Yeah, definitely. But look, I'm there 99.9% of my weekends, rather than in a bigger shopping mall with bigger crowds. But just yesterday happened to be end of the month, and a lot of people were busy doing shopping. And the way they just walked in casually,
no
perfectly
fear.
Dressed. Yeah. And
it's impossible. So tell me, who are you there with?
I know, I was there alone.
And what went through your mind?
Well, at that time, was to stay calm, just try and get out of the way of any fire activity. The thing is, you can easily get caught in a crossfire when you start running and people are shooting from the other side, whether they're shooting robbers or shooting other people.
Sure.
And the main thing is, for your own safety, just get down or stand up against a wall, not to panic. Let the other people run and then try and keep calm. Walk away slowly, or if you can't get into a shopping mall, into one of the stores to protect yourself, rather just lie down flat and just wait for the whole thing to finish.
Sorry, I just want to ask, if you Google Bedford Centre robbery or shooting, you find about 4 incidents over the last 4 years. I know someone who used to work close by, and she used to go there all the time, and she just stopped going because of a track record now. Mm. Has this affected your shopping behavior? Will you go back there?
Oh, yeah, I will definitely go back there. There's, you know what, it can happen anywhere. It can happen at Eastgate. It can happen in Sandton. You know, we have to just face it as a second reality, as what some people would say,
and
we have to keep on. We can't be afraid. If we keep on being afraid, then you know,
I hear what you're saying, and that's the part that's become to bother me. I was in 2 minds whether I was going to talk about it this morning or not, and then I thought to myself, no, stuff this. We can't normalize this kind of thing. Someone should be melodramatic about it, because it's dramatic. It's unacceptable. Gunmen, rifles in a shopping center, end of month, a looming, Black Friday looming, with big guns. I hear you, but we shouldn't. But we can't just stay away, because, you know, then we're defeated, I guess. Thanks for giving us the eyewitness account there, Alex. We appreciate it. And glad that you could tell the tale and you can get caught up in the crossfire. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
My pleasure.
Cheers,
have a
mate.
Good day.
Bye. Bye. We have another eyewitness that wanted to leave us a voice note, which I'll play for you in a couple of moments' time. But just, I don't know, what are your thoughts this morning on this topic? Are shopping centres doing enough? That one guy said it's not the shopping centre, it should be the police. Where are they? We know it's that time of year. I don't know. Do you get the army involved? I mean, we're sick and tired of just thinking, hey, listen, that's just how it is here in South Africa. You know, Sunday afternoon, having a bit of a brunch, a bit of a lunch with the family, and then shots fired. And where are you? It's just crazy.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast. Wake up, then I'll wake up. It's a kickstart to the morning. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
He's got such an amazing personality, and he's such a people's person.
Jacarenda FM.